弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们打开圣经，我们来读几段经文。
Let's open our Bible and read a few passages.
首先将我们的圣经翻到以赛亚书。
Let's turn our Bible to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第四十三章。
Isaiah 43.
以赛亚书第四十三章第十六到十九节。
Isaiah 43:16-19.
弟兄姐妹们翻到了请听我读。
Please listen as I read.
以赛亚书43章第16到19节。
Isaiah 43:16-19.
耶和华在沧海中开道，在大水中开路，使车辆、马匹、军兵、勇士都出来，一同躺下，不再起来。他们密目就像熄灭的灯火。
Isaiah chapter 43:16. Thus the Lord, who makes a way through the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariots and the horse, the army and the mighty men, they will lie down together and not arise again. They have been quenched and extinguished like a wick.
耶和华如此说，你们不要纪念从前的事，也不要思想古时的事。
So says the Lord, do not call to mind the former things,nor or ponder things of the past.
看啊，我要做一件新事，如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
19. Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert.
我们特别记住第十九节的这个字叫看啊。
Let's pay attention to the word behold.
我们在读圣经的时候，当我们看到有这样一个字的时候，我们就知道神在这里要向我们特别的说话。
When we come across words like this, we know that God has something to say to us.
他要将他要给我们启示的，让我们要特别注意的一件事情，仿佛是一层图画摆在我们的面前。
The thing that he wanted to us to pay particular attention to, he put in front of us like a drawing, a picture.
他是特别引起我们的注意，他把这幅图画摆在我们的面前，是让我们要仔细的看，要看得清楚，要看得明白。
He calls to our attention to pay attention to the details, to look intensely at the picture.
十九节的第二行说，如今要发现。
The second line in verse 19, it says, now it will spring forth.
这里的发现不是我们国语里头啊，是常常我们一直习惯认为的那个发现。
In Chinese translation, it's not what it means to discover something.
这个发现它在圣经里头的意思是发芽，是长出来的意思。
It's to spring forth.
它第一次是用在创世纪第二章第五节那边。
This word first occurred in Genesis chapter 2 verse 5.
他说到当时地上的一个光景。
It described the condition of the earth then.
他说到那时候这个地上的菜蔬还没有长起来。
It says no shrub of the field has yet in the earth.
他的第二次出现是在第二章的第九节。
The second time it occurred was in verse 9 of the second chapter.
他说耶和华神使各样的树从地里头给长起来。
It says the Lord caused the ground to grow every tree.
这里的长起来跟这里的长出来就是这里的发现这个字。
So the word grow in that verse is the same word as spring forth here.
他看到一个植物的种子被扔在埋在地图里头，它如何的在那边发芽生根，最后长出地面来让我们看见。
So it was a picture of a seed buried in the ground. It started to spring forth to have roots and start to grow up. So it calls us to pay attention to this picture.
下面紧接着的这个知道。
The next word, be aware.
也不是我们一般头脑的知道。
It's not a knowledge.
乃是一个经历的知道。
It's experiential knowledge.
换句话说，这个字出现了我们大家最熟悉的一个地方，就是在创世纪第四章第一节那里。
These words is most familiar to us in Genesis chapter 4, verse 1.
那里说到亚当跟夏娃的同房。
That means Adam had relations with his wife Eve.
我们再把圣经往后翻。
Let's continue to turn the Bible.
翻到新约的哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章第十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
哥林多后书第五章第十七节，我们只读一节经文。
We just read one passage.
翻到了，请听我读。
Please listen as I read.
他说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come.
如果我们听我们弟兄的翻译的英文的翻译的话，
If you listen to the English translation,
我们就知道在这一节经文的后半节，按照它的原文的意思，职业的时候，
We know that on the second half, there is such a word here.
它中间也有一个字。
You also have this word.
就是看了。
Behold.
所以把它直接翻过来，它的后半节是这样说的。
So to translate it directly,
旧事已过，看哪，一切都变成为新的了。
The old things pass away, behold, new things have come.
看哪，一切都变成为新的了。
Behold, new things have come.
这个动词变成为。
The verb here to have become.
在这里他所用的时态是用的一个现在时。
He uses a present tense.
换句话说，只是一个现在已经成就的事实。
In other words, it's something that is already accomplished.
这个事实是不会改变的。
And it's unchangeable fact.
但稀奇的是，这里的动词又用了一个现在分词的形式。
But he also uses present participle.
换句话说，这个成为新的这个状态，它要持续不断的进行下去。
So this, the condition of newness, it will continue on.
如果我们知道我们在常常在交通的时候说到我们的信心我们蒙拯救的时候
Often that in our fellowship we talk about our salvation
啊，我们说只要我们信我们就蒙拯救
We say we believe and we will be saved
是的我们一旦信了这位真正的主
Yes, once we believe in this true living God
我们就那个神的救恩这个蒙拯救的事实就成就在我们的身上
This salvation will be accomplished in us
不会随着时间的流失而会有任何的改变。
It will not change just because the time passes.
但是圣经里告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
我们的这个蒙拯救
，Our salvation，
只是我们在地位之上的一个事实。
It's only a position. It's only true in our position.
神要让我们真正的蒙拯救
，God truly wants us to be saved.
他不停留于此。
He does not stay.Lingers there.
他的拯救要让我们在我们的身上要不断的做成在我们的身上。
He will continuously to accomplish this fact.
直到我们的灵魂体全然的得救。
Until our spirit, soul, and body are completely saved.
这一节的意思也是这样。
And this is the meaning of the verse here.
如果我们有人，我们这些人只要是在耶稣基督里头。
If there's anyone in Christ.
我们就成为一个新造的人。
Then he's a new creature.
旧的事情一切都过去了。
Those things have passed away.
一切的事情在我们的里面都成为新的了。
And everything in us has become new.
在地位上这是一个事实。
This is the reality in our position.
但在实际的经历之中。
But in actuality.
神这个更新的工作还要一直不断持续地做在我们的身上。
This renewing work of God will continue in us.
最后我们再翻往后翻翻到启示录第21章。
Let's turn to Revelation 21.
我们再读。启示录第二十一章第五节跟第六节这两节。
Revelation 21 verse 5 and 6.
启示录二十一章第五节到第六节。
Revelation 21 verse 5 to 6.
做宝座的说，看哪，我将一切都更新了。又说，你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。
Revelation 21 verse 5. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new.And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful.
他又对我说，都成了，我是阿尔法，我是 Omega, 我是初，我是终，我要将生命泉的水白白的赐给那渴渴的人喝。
And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts.
我们记住在第五节的那句话。
Let's pay attention to verse 5.
做宝座的说，看哪，我将一切都更新了。
Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new.
这个更新的更。
Here is make all things new.
就是我们刚才所读的那第一段经文，那个以赛亚书第43章第19节那边说的那句话。
And this is the same words used in Isaiah 43, verse 19.
我要做一件新事的那个做。
Now I will do something, make something new, the same verb.
第六节的那个都成了。
In verse 6, it says it is done.
这个成了。
It is done.
就是刚才我们所读的第二段经文里头，那一切的事都变成为新的了，那个变成。
And the old thing, it's the same word was used the second verse, and everything was become new.
所以我们如果把这一个看了变成一个图画的时候。
So if we make this into a picture.
当我们把这三幅三个看所表达的三幅图画摆在我们面前的时候。
If we use the pictures laid out in the three beholds into one picture.
当我们从一同连起来看的时候。
When we put them together.
从我们心灵的深处我们就会感觉到。
From the depths of our spirit, we can feel.
这不是三幅相隔单独的图画。
They are not isolated pictures.
而是这是一幅图画连成了一个植物生命生长的一个完整的纪录片。
It's like a documentary showing the growing process of a seed.
它让我们看到神在做一件事情。
It shows us God is doing something.
他把一个植物的种子扔在埋在田里。
He buried a seed of a plant in the field.
然后这个种子在田底下慢慢的发芽，慢慢的生根。
And the seeds start to grow, start to grow a root.
然后它慢慢的长大，伸出杆来。
And gradually start to have the.
它从地里头可以长出来。
And start to grow out of the ground.
它不断的发芽，不断的长叶。
It continues to have leaves.
直到长大成熟。
Until you become mature,
结出一个丰盛的果实来
to bear abundant fruits.
我们读个圣经的，我们在主里已经有一段时间的时候。
For those of who have spent some time in the Lord reading the Bible,
我们就知道一个事实。
We know there is a fact.
我们的主耶稣
，Our Lord Jesus,
就是那粒麦子。
He is that seed.
他落在好土里头。
It fell into the good ground.
他就生长出来。
It started to grow.
结果就结实百倍。
And he bears the fruits 100 times.
他就是那棵真葡萄树。
He is a true vine.
我们实在不知道这个真葡萄树上结了多少瓜的葡萄。
We don't know how many grapes he had bared.
但是我们实在是知道
But we know
这葡萄树上所结出来的葡萄
The grapes he bore on the vine
其中任何的一挂
Any a cluster
都需要两个人来用那个杠来抬
Need to be carried out by two people using a stick
我们低头再有点祷告
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer
主我们实在要感谢赞美你
Lord we truly thank you and praise you
你已经将你的心意主啊，摆在我们的面前。
You already laid out your hearts before us.
你已经将你的图画放在我们的面前。
You already placed this picture in front of us.
实在，我们要求你将那赐人智慧与启示的灵赏赐下来。
Lord, may you give us the spirit of revelation and knowledge.
你亲自打开我们里面的眼睛。
You open our spiritual eyes.
你让我们从心灵的深处来看到你所要做的这一件新事。
So we can see what you are about to do from the depths of our spirit.
也看到。你如何的将这件事情做得完成
？And also to see how you will come about to finish this.
愿意我们每一个人都看到你的手在那边做工的时候
，As we all beholding your working hand，
我们就能愿意起来快跑，来跟上你所要我们跟上的旨意。
That we are willing to rise up and to follow wherever you lead us.
我们这样感恩交托的祷告
，We pray this，
是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ，
Amen。我们刚才读的第一段经文
The first passage we just read
是引自于以赛亚书
from the book of Isaiah
我们知道以赛亚书是一卷新先知书
We know Isaiah is a book of a prophet
它的主题讲到神那永远的救赎的工作
The theme of that book was God's eternal salvation
它把神那永远的救赎的计划接着先知的口一点一点的呈现在我们的面前
He laid out the God's eternal salvation bit by bit through the words of the prophet.
所以也有人说
So some people say
这是旧约里头的一卷福音书
That is a gospel in the Old Testament.
但是从我们现在所站立的这个时代来说
But from where we are today
从我们现在来看
From from our perspective
以赛亚书中所启示的很多的内容
The many contents revealed in Isaiah
已经成为了历史上的事实。
They already became history.
或者有些正在我们这个现在的这个时代中正在发生，正在应验。
Or they are taking place right now.
但是对于当时的以色列人来说
，But for the Israelites then，
那是一个完全的一个预言。
It was, they are complete prophecies.
就是我们刚才所读到的第一段经文里头所在的章节是43章。
That was in the 43 as we just read.
那时候以色列民还处于南北两国分裂的状态。
The Israelites was in two divisions of a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom.
但是神接着以赛亚先知告诉他们。
Through Isaiah the prophet God telling them.
你们将来在不远的将来会被一个叫巴比伦的一个帝国所掳。
In the near future, you will be taken into captivity by the Babylonians.
然而你们不要害怕。
But don't be afraid.
因为我必把你们从巴比伦给带回来。
Because I will bring you back from Babylon.
那是在被掳七十年，日子满足的时候。
That was the fulfilling of the 70 years of captivity.
当然当时的以色列人他根本没有感觉。
And the Israelites then had no reactions at all.
因为在那个时候巴比伦只是一个毫不起眼的一个贫穷的一个小部落而已。
Because Babylon was then just a very small and insignificant tribe.
于是耶和华神就用他们的列祖历史上所经历过的一件事实来说明这件事情。
So God used an history, something happened in the history to show them this event.
他说你们的列祖曾经过去是从在埃及地是为奴的。
God telling them your ancestors, they were slaves in Egypt.
但到了日子满足的时候我把他们从埃及地给领出来。
But when the day comes, I brought them forth out from Egypt.
我在那个沧海中开道，我在大水中开路。
I opened the way in the sea.
我使那个车辆，使那个马匹，使那个军兵，使那个勇士都出来，都一同倒下，不再起来。
And he bring forth the chariots and the horse and the army of the mighty men, and they all lay down in the water.
他们的秘密就像一个熄灭的灯火一样。
And they were just like extinguished like a wick.
我们知道这段事实的故事是记录在出埃及记第十四章。
We know these events were recorded in the Exodus,
chapter 14. 出了埃及以后。
When they came out of Egypt,
他们本有一条进路，就是非利士人的路。
There was a direct passage into the Philistines.
但是神因着他们怕他们恐怕他们遇见打仗就后悔，就要回埃及地区的缘故。
But God was worried that once they face warfare, they may turn back to Egypt.
神就带他们走了另外一条道路。
So God led them to a roundabout way.
当他们来到红海边的时候
，When they are approaching the Red Sea,
好像前无可路，有路可走。
It seemed there's no way ahead.
后面的埃及的军兵已经大批量的已经追过来。
And the Egyptian chariots and armies was chasing after them.
好像他们只有一个光景。
There's only seems to be only one outcome.
就是死路一条。
That was facing death.
但是神在那个时候给他们行了一个奇妙的神迹。
But God performed a miracle.
他接着摩西向大海伸杖。
Through Moses, he struck the waters with a staff.
这个大海海水就在他们面前分开。
And the sea was divided.
以色列人走过这个大海就如同走干地一般。
The Israelites passed through the sea just like passing on dry ground.
海水在他们的两边裂成一个墙环。
The sea waters were like a wall on both sides.
而当埃及人也试着跟着下去的时候
，When the Egyptians attempted to follow them into the sea,
海水就重新的合上。
The water closed up.
埃及人就秘密在红海之中。
And the Egyptians perished in the sea.
希伯来书告诉我们。
The Hebrews tell us.
说他们是因着信过红海如干地。
They passed through the water because of faith.
这个事实在以色列人的眼中是根本想象也不可以想象的事情。
This is something that the Israelites cannot even imagine.
这也是他们在跟随我们的神出埃及的道路上
第一次生命经历的更新。
And that it is the first renewing of their life as they follow God.
所以当来到出埃及记第十五章的时候
，So when we come to Exodus chapter 15,
我们就看到以色列人在那边唱一首新的诗歌。
We see the Israelites were singing a new psalm.
他们把他自己生命中的经历，把所有的感谢赞美都献给这位耶和华神。
They poured out their experience and their thanksgivings and praise before their God.
以赛亚在说完这段事情以后
，So when Isaiah finished this narrative,
耶和华借着他的口再次告诉以色列民说
，The Lord God continued to spoke to the people through Isaiah.
你们不要纪念从前的事
，Don't look back on the things in the past.
你们不要思想这古时的事
，Don't ponder things of old.
我在历史上是做出来了你们的出埃及。过红海的这件事情
the thing that you pass through the Red Sea, this event,
虽然你们以前从来的想象都没有想象过
even though you could never imagine that,
在人的眼中好像是一个好大又好美的事情
it seemed like a great and a wonderful thing in the eyes of a man.
他说你不要纪念这件事情
he said, don't call to mind the former things,
你也不要思想这些事情
nor ponder things.
因为你看了
Because if you look at this,
我现在要做一件新的事情
I will do something new.
这件新的事情所彰显出来的荣耀
The glory is from this new thing.
所彰显出来的美丽
The manifested the beauty.
你把过红海那件事情来一比的话就远远的微薄出道了
You compare to crossing the Red Sea, that crossing becomes totally insignificant.
如今这件事情就要发生
And this is what's about to take place.
就像一个植物的种子它已经开始发芽
Just like a seed starts to sprout.
它已经生了根
You already have a root.
它就要长出地面
It's about to sprout.
它就要呈现在我们的面前
About to appear before us.
你就要让我们这些人有那个亲身的经历
So for us, we can actually experience it.
我这件事情
So for this,
我是要在旷野开道路。
I open the way in the wilderness.
我是要在江河，我也是要在沙漠开江河。
And open and have rivers in the desert.
世界上还有这样奇妙的事情吗
？Is there anything as wonderful as this in the world?
世界上还有一个这样伟大的事情吗
？Is there anything great like this in the world?
所以你们不要怕。
So don't be afraid.
你们不要怕被巴比伦去掳去。
Don't be afraid to be captured by the Babylonians.
下面面临的是第二次，你们必然会从巴比伦出来。
Because you will for sure come out of a Babylon.
那是一个新的出埃及记。
That is a new Exodus.
当然，我们如果看旧约历史的时候
，When we look at the history in the Old Testament,
我们发现这个事实并没有完完全全的。在巴比伦掳归回的那件事情上给显明出来。
We see the prophecies were not completely fulfilled in the when they returned from the captivity from the Babylon.
所以当来到新约的时候
，When we come to the New Testament，
我们才能从心灵的深处看到那个植物的芽真的已经冒出地面来了。
We can truly see the seed truly sprout.
这个新出埃及记。
This new Exodus,
它真正的就应验在我们这一群蒙恩蒙拯救的外邦人的身上
was truly fulfilled for those of us who were saved, us Gentiles.
这条道路是怎么出来的呢
How this way came about?
这条江河是怎么流出来的
How this river came about?
如果我们还记得路加福音
If we remember Gospel of Luke,
第九章二十八节到三十一节那边记录的一段事实的时候
Recording a story from chapter 9
我们就会看到这个新的出埃及记是如何从头开始的
And we will see how this new Exodus how it got started
耶和华在古时就已经定义了的他要做的这件新事是如何在我们这些面前给显明出来
And we will see how this old thing that has been ordained will become about before us
我们知道那段故事
We know that story.
那段故事说到一个变化山上的事情。
We know that story about the Mount of Transfiguration.
但是主耶稣带着他的三个门徒，就是彼得、约翰、雅各，上山去祷告。
Jesus brought his three disciples, Peter, John, and James, to on the mountain to pray.
那真祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，他的衣服就洁白发光。
And as he was praying, he started to be transfigured. His face started to glow, and his robes turned into white.
忽然有摩西和以利亚两个人来同耶稣说话。
And Moses and Elijah were speaking with him.
他们同在荣光中显现。
They appeared together in glory.
我们记住这个荣光就是跟我们常说的那个荣耀是一个字。
We pay attention, the light of glory is the same as the word of glory we oftentimes we use.
他们在那边做什么呢?
What are they doing?
他们在那边谈论耶稣去世的事。
They were talking about the passing of Jesus.
如果我们看希伯来书十一章二十二节的话。
If we pay a look at Hebrews chapter 12.
这个去世这个字就是出去的意思。
The word passing is the same word as going out.
在希伯来书十一章二十二节那边就连上了，叫出埃及的出去。
And that connects to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 22, the word to come out.
换句话说，当我们的主耶稣跟摩西、跟以利亚在那变化山上。同显现在荣耀之中的时候。
In other words, when Jesus appeared in glory along with Moses and Elijah on Mount Transfiguration,
在谈论一件事情。
They were discussing one thing.
那就是出埃及的这件事。
That is Exodus.
这个出埃及记不是历史上的出埃及。
That was not the historical Exodus.
乃是一个全新的出埃及。
It is a new Exodus.
我们也知道。
We also know.
按照我们的主道成肉身来到地上生活了三年半的时间。
As the Lord the Word became flesh, lived 30 years and a half on this earth.
他完全的活出一个完全人的形象。
He lived a complete human life.
按照神的意思。
According to God's purpose.
按照神的标准。
According to God's standard.
他完全在那个时候就可以直击升天出了这个埃及进入天堂。
He could have go through the Exodus and then and go into heaven.
他在那个时候就可以有一条路。
He has a way then, at that moment.
那是一条近路。
That is a shortcut.
他可以直接就上到他的宝座的上面。
He can go directly to his throne.
他就可以直接得着他所要得着的荣耀。
He can obtain his glory right then, right there.
然而我们也知道。
But also we know,
他因着我们这些人的缘故
for our sakes,
他选了另外的一条道路
he chose a different path,
他必须下山来
he must come down from the mountain.
如果他在那个时候就升天
if he ascended, then,
那天上只有一个完整的人
then there's only one perfect man in heaven.
只有一个完全的人
there's only one complete man.
那地上的这些众子
and all the sons on this earth
都不能进入那个天上
they cannot enter into heaven
就不能得着那个荣耀
they cannot obtain the glory
如果让我们看到神心意之中他所要的是以那一个宇宙中的一个完全人的时候
if we see in God's heart he desires a perfect man in the universe
那将来在荣耀之中只是这个荣耀人的一个头在那边
then in eternity we're only going to have a glorious head of a perfect man. His body remained on this earth. So our Lord Jesus, for our sakes, he determined not to go through this shortcut. He came down from the mountain. He walked on a different path. That is the path of the former Israelites crossing the Red Sea.
This path is our Lord Jesus.神所要做的那件新事在沙漠之中所开出来的一条道路
That is a new thing God was doing to have to open up a river in the desert
我们知道他下来以后走了哪样一条路呢
We know what kind of path he took
至少有两点我们必须特别的知道
At least there are two things we need to know
一个他要经过克西玛尼园
First you need to go through the Garden of Gethsemane
第二个他要走向
And the second, he needs to walk towards Golgotha. This is a new path in the wilderness.
如果我们还记得他在科西玛尼园的那段经历的时候，
If we remember his experience in the Garden of Gethsemane,
同样的在三本福音书里头都说到这件事情。
He also recorded in all three Gospels.
在路加福音里头特别的提到，他说他在那边祷告的时候，他是何等的恳切，何等的迫切。
Luke particularly recorded how earnestly, how sincerely he prayed in the garden.
因为他在那个地方是极其的伤痛。
Because he was in deep sorrows.
他的汗珠如血滴一般跌在地上。
His sweat was like a drop of blood.
他在哎那边有一个极其的祷告。
He has a urgent prayer.
他这个祷告是怎么说的呢？
What was his prayer?
他说父啊，你若愿意就把这杯给撤去。
Lord God, if this is your will, please take this cup away from me.
然而不要成就我的意思，乃要成就你的意思。
But not my will, but your will be done.
希伯来书第五章第七节说到这个事实的时候。
So Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7, he mentioned this fact.
他说，基督在肉身的时候，肉体的时候，曾经大声的哀哭，流泪的祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主。
In the days of his flesh, he offered up both prayers and supplication with loud crying and tears to the one able to save him from death.
这是他当时在克西马尼园那个极其痛苦的一种表现。
That was the manifestation of his suffering in the garden.
然后那时候这些经文继续说。
And that Bible verse continues.
就因着他的虔诚蒙了应许。
And he was heard because of his piety.
因着他的虔诚。
Because of his piety.
父神就蒙了他的应许。
God listened to his prayer.
为什么？
Why?
他不是让他应许，不是把那苦杯给撤去。
The promise was not to take away his bitter cup.
他的应许乃是要成就父神的旨意。
His promise, his purpose was to accomplish God's purpose. So our Lord rose up and continued. He walked towards Golgotha. Which we know. As he was hung on the cross, on the wood, how much suffering he went through. The physical pain,
他受人的嘲弄,
the mocking from man,
他灵魂里的也有疼痛,
the suffering of his soul.
啊，在马太福音二十七章第六节的时候,
in Matthew 27 verse 6,
他描述我们的主耶稣被挂在十字架上,
he described as Lord hanging on the cross.
来到最后一刻的时候,
when he comes to his last moment,
那一刻是什么时候呢?
When was it?
就是生出的时候,
that was the ninth hour.
马太福音二十七章第六节那边说，约在生出，耶稣大声喊着说，以利以利，拉玛撒巴格达尼。
And in Matthew 27 verse 6, it says, 46. Ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani.
翻出来的意思就是，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?
你能看得体会出来，主在十字架上，在那个时候，他那个灵里面的伤痛吗？
Can you feel the suffering in his soul and spirit?
但是同样的，我们在路加福音第二十三章46节那边我们也看到另外一个画面。
We see a different, another picture in Luke chapter 23 verse 46.
生出的时候。
It's also at the ninth hour.
同样他是在十字架上主说大声哭喊出来的话。
Also, he was crying on the cross.
那你说耶稣大声喊着说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手。
Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
在原文里头，这个灵魂就是那个灵字。
In the original language is the word spirit. So when we look at this picture in the gospel,
我们看到在那个时候，当他把他的灵完全交出来，交在他父神的手中的时候，
when he commits completely his spirit into the hands of his father,
下面的百夫长都在那边见证说，这真是一个义父。
Even the centurions were given testimony saying this is a righteous man. That's when he gave up his soul, his spirit. The Bible tells us. Even the sun turned into darkness. We know the sun represents righteousness. Even the sun become darkness.
What
is even more important, the veil in the temple was torn into half from top to bottom. Since then, man has a passage from the holy place into the holy, unhindered. That is a new way. From the holy place into the holy of holies. From the altar in the tabernacle into the mercy seat. So when Hebrews chapter 10, when you mentioned about this, he said it is a new and living way. This veil represents his body. Because his body was torn, so in the wilderness there was a new and living way. And this is something accomplished through his body. And also because of his death. And also his resurrection. He returned to heaven. And the spirit of the truth also came down. It dwells in us. It became a living water.
So when Paul was in Corinthians, 后书第五章五章十七节来到这个时候，他就在那边宣告。
So Paul proclaimed in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
他说，若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature.
就是已过，一切看了，一切都成为新的。
The old things pass away. Behold, new things have come.
这是因为我们的主耶稣。
It is because our Lord Jesus walked on this path. Because he opened this path for us. So as we are in him, all things have passed away. And behold, new things have come. We also say, this is a choice of our position. This is a fact. We all become a new creature. But God continues to work in us. So we can be continuously changed. So this newness can continue to transform us. So the old sins can continue to pass away. And the new can continue to fill us. The verb to make new things. The Chinese translation means to make something, to transfer them into something new. There are two related verbs. Each used twice. So we add them together, that's four times. It first appeared in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16.
4章16节的下半节,
or second half of it.
那你告诉我们,
it tells us,
说我们这个人呢,
it says, for us,
那外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
那我们听过前年那个冬令会我们孙弟兄的交通的时候。
We listened to the sharing of Brother Sun from the Pacific Winter Conference.
那他告诉我们呢，这个外体呢是指着我们这个外面的人说的。
We know the outer man refers to our man on the outside.
这个内心呢是指着我们里面的这个人说的。
This inner being refers to our inner man.
那我们这个外面的人呢，就是那些旧的事情。
The outer man refers to the old things.
那我们里面的这个人呢，就是那些新的事情。
The inner man refers to the new things.
他说呢，我们的这个外旧的事情呢，会一天一天的朽坏掉。
The old things is decaying day by day.
但是我们这个新的人呢，却会一天新似一天。
But the new man is being renewed day by day.
我们记住这里的新是用的动词形式，就是一天比一天的更更新的。
That is a verb. It's being renewed day by day.
换句话说，这是说到神所做的那个新事里头所显明出来的那个新人身上所固有的一个规律性的东西。
That is say It's a third thing that's been ordained to happen according to God's purpose for the new man in the new creature.
神在我们里面造了一个新人。
So God created a new man in us.
那这个新人里面生命里头就有一个特质或者一个规律。
And there is a habit or routine to this new man.
他要一天比一天的更更新。
He will be renewed day by day.
那就如同我们看我们身边的那些小孩子一样。
Just like when we look at our kids around us.
你是不是看到他从生下来以后，然后慢慢慢慢的长大？你一天比一天的对比，是不是都感到新鲜呢
？I see you as growing up. You see them from their birth to growing up. Do you see notice something different, something new every day?
所以这个新人他有一个生命的规律，他必然是一天要新似一天。
So the law for the new man is that he will be renewed day by day.
这个心是被神。更新的
This newness is brought forth by God.
第二次是讲到神做这件新事的一个方式。
And the second thing you mentioned is a method by which God carried this out.
提多书第三章第四到第五节。
And it was found in Titus chapter 3 verse 3 to 5.
他说神啊救了我们并不是因为我们所行的义乃是照着他的怜悯。
God save us not because of our actions, but because of His mercy.
他是接着一个重生的洗跟圣灵的更新。
It's because through the baptism of renewal and the salvation from the Spirit.
接着这样的拯救。
Through this salvation.
他不仅将我们从罪恶过半给救拔出来。
Not only He save us from sins.
他不仅让我们不至灭亡反得永生。
Not only He gave us so that we not perish but have eternal life.
他更要拯救到我们到一个完全的地步，就是灵魂体的全然得救。
And he will save us to the position where our soul, our spirit, soul and body will be completely saved.
这样的做工的方式。
So such a way of method of working.
它是接着重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
And that's through the baptism of renewing and the sanctification of the Spirit.
当然，更新第三次用是用在我们大家更熟悉的一段经文。
And also even used in a passage that is even more familiar to us.
就是罗马书十二章的一到二节。
That is in Romans chapter 12 verse 1 to 2.
我相信弟兄姐妹们可能这两节经文都会背了。
I think we can memorize these two verses.
他说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。
And holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
他说不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
And continues on with, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我们特别记住这些经文里头的几个字。
So let's pay attention to a few words.
他所是要我们的是心意更新而变化。
It says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
这个心意讲到我们的心思意念。
This mind refers to our thoughts.
我们的心思意念这个字在圣经里头常常给它用来翻译成主的心，基督的心。
And this mind oftentimes were used in connection with the mind of God and mind of Christ.
这个变化在圣经里头也只出现了四次。
And this transformation only took place four times.
一次是就在这里。
The one time it occurred here.
有两次是在马太福音跟马可福音那边说到他在变化山上变了形象。
And the other two times were used in the book of Matthew and Luke, where he was transformed on the mountain of transfiguration.
还有一次是在哥林多后书三章十八节翻译成就变成主的形状。
And also the fourth time in the Ephesians chapter 3 verse 13, it transformed into the likeness of the Lord.
换句话说，圣经里告诉我们这个变化不是杂乱的，不是没有方向的。
So in other words, this transformation it does not come without any without direction.
这个变化是向着主的形状，向着主的样子而变化的。
This transformation was to be transformed towards the likeness of our Lord.
我们的这个心思意念是要根据主的心来不断的变化而变成主的形象。
Our mind is to be renewed according to the mind of Christ so we can be more like Him.
他这里说到我们人要跟上的两点责任。
And He gave us two responsibilities.
一个我们要把身体献上，我们要当作活祭。
One, we need to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
就是说我们愿意把我们自己完全的摆上，我们如同羔羊一样被牵到宰杀之地。
Just like a lamb that's led to the land of a slaughter.
我们任凭我们的主人怎么在我们脖颈上动刀。
We allow our master to freely to work with his knife around our neck.
我们也任凭我们的主人怎么扒下我们的皮。
We allow our master to take our skin.
我们也任凭我们的主人怎样把我们里面的污秽给洗掉。
We allow our master to freely to wash away the filth and dirt.
我们也任凭我们的主人把我们切成一块一块。
We also freely allow our master to cut us up into pieces.
然后我们也任凭我们的主人把这一块一块的
We also allow our master to place those pieces in order fashion on the altar until they are burned into ashes. Use our language. We give up our right to ourselves. We have no struggling or a reservation before God. We allow Him to finish what He set out to do. This is a positive aspect. The negative aspect. Let us not be conformed to this world. Because on that cross,
保罗告诉我们,
Paul tells us,
我们向着这个世界是死的,
we are dead to this world.
同样的，这个世界向着我们也是死的,
and the world is dead to us.
世界的很多的纷乱，很多的吸引，都不能对我们的生命有任何的功能。
Many of the trends and attractions of this world are no longer attractive to us.
他说我们如果这样的话,
if we are like this,
我们的心思意念, 就会被神按照那个目标，按照那个方向，一天一天的被更新，直到成为他的样式。Then
our mind will be renewed day by day according to that direction into His likeness.
带出来了一个折戒的结果。And
it leads to this result.
就是我们能够查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。That
we can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
查验就是你能够验证出，能够证明是，或者说你认定出，只是他的这个旨意。So
the proof means you can confirm it, you can show it, and you can prove it.
所以这些经文跟在更新这个字第四次出现的哥罗西书三章九到十节。
So it connects to the fourth time this word happened in Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 to 10.
当我们不断的能够查验出何为神善良、纯全、可 喜悦的旨意的时候。
Well, we can continue to prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
那么我们在认识神的那个真知识上就会渐渐的被更新。
Then we will be renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him.
这就是哥罗西书三章九到十节那边说的。
And this is what is said in Colossians 3:9-10.
当我们这个新人在知识上渐渐的被更新以后，我们就如照他的那个主的形象。
And this new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him, our Lord.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
这是神所要做的一件新事。
This is a new thing that God is doing.
他接着我们的今生在这样不断的去做。
He's continue to do this in this new life.
他不断让他的那个新鲜的东西，新鲜的品质做成在我们的身上。
He continue to work out these new qualities in us.
他让我们不断的被更新。
He causes us to continue to be renewed.
直到有一日。
Until one day.
那坐宝座的。
The one sitting on the throne.
就可以在那边说了。
Then he can proclaim.
他说看哪、啊、我将这一切都更新了。
Behold, I make all things new.
啊这一切都成了。
I finished everything.
这是在启示录第二十一章五节六节那边跟我们说的话。
You can find this in Revelation 21 verse 5 to 6.
可能我们在读这段经文的时候。
Maybe when we are reading this passage.
我们在听这段经文的时候。
As we listen to this passage.
啊那主宝座的说。
The one who sat on the throne said,
对我们来说可能没有什么太多的感觉。
May not mean that much to us.
但是弟兄姐妹们如果留意一点。
But if we pay attention.
当我们把整本启示录从头到尾的看下来的时候。
When we read the entire Bible from Genesis to the end.
我们发现这位坐宝座的是不轻易说话的。
We know the one who sat on the throne does not just casually speak.
好像一个坐宝座的君王一样。
It's just like a king sitting on the throne.
他要宣告的是，他都是拆着他的那些天使，那些服役的灵，在那边大声的宣告。
What he has to proclaim, he proclaims through his servants, his angels.
啊，那是一个君王的庄重，君王的稳重。
And that is the dignity of a king.
可是你在这里看到这里的时候。
But here we see.
当我们的一切事情都被他做成的时候。
When he finished everything.
当他心意之中所做的要做的那件事情已经完全成就的时候。
When he has accomplished what is in his heart.
我们这位坐宝座的。
The one who sat on the throne.
好像抑制不住他内心的兴奋。
He could not hold his excitement in his heart.
抑制不住内心的激动。
He can always hold his excitement.
他等不及去拆排那些天使们去宣告。
He could not wait to send his angels to make this proclamation.
而是他自己亲自在那边发出大
He himself made this loud proclamation.
他说看哪、啊、我将一切都更新。
He said, Behold, I make all things new.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当我们坐在这里的时候。
As we're sitting here.
当我们看到我们的这个位坐宝座的他抑制不住内心的这个兴奋内心的这个激动。
As we see, he could not hold his excitement in his heart.
我们还能安静得住吗
Can we still hold ourselves?
我们有没有这样的一个兴奋
Do we have this excitement?
当那新耶路撒冷城摆在我们面前的时候
When the new Jerusalem is placed in front of us
当我们看见这幅图画的时候
When we saw that picture
我们心中没有这个兴奋点吗
Don't we have that excitement in our heart?
不说其他的
Let's not mention anything else
仅仅从我们这个造人的这种材料来说
Just from the materials needed
如果我们看创世纪第二章的时候
When we look at the Genesis chapter 2
那说到神如何来造人
He mentioned how God created man
他是用地上的尘土啊
He used dust
他用地上的尘土造成了一个人
He created man from the dust
然后吹一口气给他
And he breathed into him
然后这个人就成为了一个有灵的活人
Then he became a living soul
但是你要知道
But you need to know
我们这个人的本质的材料是什么
What is the makeup of us
是尘土啊
It's dust
当你读到诗篇的时候你还会看到
When we read Psalms, we will see.
神就把我们这些人。
God, for us men, God.
他不仅仅是从尘土中把我们给救拔出来。
And not only he saved us from the dust.
还是从把我们从粪堆之中给提拔起来。
He lifted us up from dunghill.
所以在我们的一生之中。
So in our lives.
我们如果活在主的外头。
If we live outside of the Lord, we're just filled with the odor of a dunghill. And that's why we also enjoy the dunghill in the world. But as the Lord proclaimed on his throne, as we look at this picture, that is a picture of the New Jerusalem. Did you see the New Jerusalem? What is the material of the New Jerusalem? It made of a pure gold. It filled with jasper and precious stones. It's not just any other pure gold. It's a pure gold like a clear glass. How can we imagine such a condition? How can we imagine this unimaginably great thing? Dust turned into pure gold. Dunghill turned into clear glass. Become precious stones. For us, we dare not even to think about it. But when God plays this picture in front of us, can we feel the glory being manifested from within us? Shall we be excited and joyous over this? As we read the entire Bible, we also know when the dust turned completely into pure gold,
it needs
to go through two phases. And the first is the where we are now, the time of the period of grace. The second phase was after the Lord returned the millennial kingdom. Dear brothers and sisters, when we see God's purpose in this, if we truly to be part of it, do we treasure the time we have now, or shall we be like those cast out into outer darkness in weeping and gnashing our teeth during the time of the kingdom? Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主, 我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank you and praise you.
因着你的恩典, 主啊, 你已经将你的
You have laid clear of your words by your grace. Lord, may the excitement on the throne can become the excitement in every brothers and sisters. As we see you working in us such unworthy people,
我们就能 如你所期望的, 把我们自己当作活祭,
that we will offer up ourselves as a living sacrifice as you have desired. And we will be not swayed by the trend of this world. That we will treasure every day in this life.
国度在你降临的时候，主啊，我们被提到天上的时候，我们就能够坦然面对基督台前的审判。And
that we will face the judgment seat with peace as you return in your second coming.
我们就已经成为了那个金晶。Because
we have already become a pure gold.
求你恩待我们。May
you be merciful to us.
也求你怜悯我们。And
may you show your grace to us.
我们这样感恩的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We thank you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen.